goes, Josh.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good. It's Amy with Local Splash. I feel like we're old pals now.
Right?
Did you get that job done?
Yes, ma'am. Let me eat lunch.
What did you have?
Fresh Kitchen.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
It's like a little healthy joint where they serve like sweet potato noodles. You ever had those?
I haven't had sweet potato noodles, but I have had and I love the chickpea noodles.
Never tried those.
Yeah, I haven't had the sweet potato ones, but I've had like red lentil ones, and I've had the sweet potato, chickpea ones, and they're heavy protein ones, so they're super good and really, really so much better for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to be better. I even quit smoking this year. I'm like on my eighth day of quitting smoking.
Congratulations to you. Were you smoking cigarettes or were you smoking the vape?
Cigarettes.
Yeah. I quit cigarettes like 8 years ago. And then I quit vaping like almost 2 years ago. So I smoked my whole life. So I'm so glad to be done with that.
Yeah, that's funny because I am vaping now, though.
Oh, are you? Those vapes are almost more addictive than the cigarettes, honestly. But it takes what it takes. I had to step down from cigarettes to vaping, so I get it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to feel better. Like, my throat's not as harsh anymore.
Scratchy and painful.
But you're right. These vapes, I'm doing, like, these the elf bars, and they're, like, fruity and
addictive. Well, that's the thing. So my girlfriend just quit those, right? I quit them way back about two Septembers ago because I was getting a horrific headache and it was breaking out. I was like breaking out on the skin around my mouth. But the thing is my girlfriend just quit them the other day and she said like she wanted candy so bad because they're so sweet.
Right. Yeah, you can taste it like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got this one, it's watermelon cherry, and it's just like, it tastes like I'm smoking a Jolly Rancher.
Right, exactly. That's, and it's super, super addictive. You gotta be careful there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to not do as much, but I do, cause I'm like a old Marlboro country boy where I like my black coffee and my Marlboro.
Yes, me too. I was born in Mobile, Alabama, so we're all about that, you know? Yes, all about the Marlboros. Yes. Oh, my goodness. So I'm glad to hear that you're taking better care of yourself. That's fantastic. And you'll let go of the vaping when you're ready.
Yes. That's what I'm working on.
Yeah, that's what my sponsor says. She says, you'll let go of it when you're completely ready. So that's the good thing. okay, so taking a look at all this, did you get a chance to look at the text I sent over to you at all?
Not yet. No. So,
okay.
It's funny because, like, I'm getting bombarded by other people. Like, somebody from PageHub tried to get in touch with me. I was like, I'm already talking to somebody. Well, they're different companies. Well, I've already committed with her, so gotta go.
I'm glad you did that. PageHub is actually so funny you say that because they're here local to us in Southern California, and their owner actually, you know, worked for us for a very long time. And then quit, went off on his own to go start his own company. And he's always like kind of trailing behind.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I can already tell you like today was our first day of trying Angie Lead. And I got my first lead today and the reviews are on point so far, which it makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first lead I got, I called right away, like within seconds, nobody answered, nobody's getting back to me, so it's very demoralizing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's the first one, anyway.
Uh-huh.
So yours, what you're telling me is, just for our brief conversation, is it's a flat rate, right?
Correct. So, and this is the thing. Is Angie's List, Thumbtack, Home Advisor, Porch House, all those paper lead companies, what they do is they're some of Google's biggest clients, Josh. So what they do is they purchase a position for their company at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads. Okay? And that's where Angie's List will list, and it says, like, pick your contractor, top 25 plumbers in Spring Hill or in Sarasota or wherever they're located. And they do that across the country for all different verticals, okay, HVAC, for landscaping, bricklayers, literally everything, even house cleaners. And so what happens is it's brilliant, really, for them. They capture that lead, it comes in, and then what they do is they go ahead and resell it to you and five or six of your competitors. Okay?
Right.
Now, that's why it's so competitive. But they're the ones capturing the lead, and they're paying pay per click on that. Okay? Now,
okay.
With this, it's completely different. Because they're not even allowed to list within that Google local mapping section on Google. They're only allowed to list in the Google Ads because they're a large corporation. The local mapping section where I'm talking about listing your company is reserved for the small to medium-sized business owner like yourself. Okay?
Cool. Right.
So what happens is once we begin the program for you, now there's multiple pieces that I didn't get to explain. So the Google local mapping section, we include a full website for the business. We do all of the Facebook ads and social media marketing for the company as well. Okay. So you know how when you're on Google looking for something and then if you go to Facebook later on, that same thing will start kind of chasing you around the internet? Does that sound familiar?
Right.
That's called retargeting. So that's automatically included with the package that we have available for you. Now, Facebook ads show a 9% stronger closing conversion than any of the Google ads and pay-per-lead put together. So what this does is this puts your company into a primary position on the first page of Google, also Facebook. Additionally, we include programming for all of the popular directories. So we build out business profiles for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, Google, Facebook, all of the most popular directories. We build out business profiles for PB&J Plumbing LLC, and we attach the website everywhere that the business name is listed.
Right on.
Okay. Now, what you can expect on delivery dates and client responsiveness on this is I want you to know what the terms and conditions state is a max of 30 to 45 days for everything to come to full fruition. That is not something that I really anticipate or even see very often because we move so quickly. It really depends on how responsive you are to us. Once you sign up, we have a client onboarding. And during your client onboarding, they go ahead and purchase the domain for the website, and we begin building out your campaign. Your website is up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. We send off immediately for Google verification, so we're going to submit your business to Google with the proper documents, and we're going to say PB&J is a legit company. We're submitting for Google verification, and they'll go ahead and send back either phone verification or video verification, and we'll get that squared away. That takes a max of about 7 to 10 days. The Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The business profiles are completely up and running for all of those popular directories in the first 5 to 7 days. So everything happens pretty quickly in order to generate the business that you need in order for the program to pay for itself within the first 30 days.
Right on.
Okay. Now, so, go ahead.
Yeah, one of my biggest questions, though, like when it comes down to the brass tacks of it all, is you're telling me it's $249 a month flat rate. Does that ever change or?
Never. It never goes up or changes. It never increases whatsoever. You're locked in at that rate for as long as you're in relationship with us. If you choose to add other features in, like maybe you want to do Google Guarantee over time, or maybe you want to add in Google Ads or something, then obviously the price would increase, but that's going to take place only once we've had a complete conversation and agreement. Now, for this, I know she put here in the notes that you're not looking to do the drain clearing, right?
Right.
So what services are you offering at PB&J that you'd like to heavily focus on?
Basically everything else, you know, water heaters mainly, water conditioning, water filtration, repipes, redrain, everything else to do with plumbing. I mean, I could even probably throw in drain cleaning because, you know what, we could just throw in drain cleaning. I mean, if I don't want to do it, then I just turn it down, right?
Correct. And then there's another number for them to call on that first page of Google, or you could even refer it out. So I'm taking all the services. Now, are you doing new construction and remodels as well, or are you looking mostly for the service work?
We do. We can do it all right now. That's what's keeping me afloat is the general contracting. But I'm always about creating backlogs so I can start hiring people.
Okay. Perfect. And then the service radius, how far out? You're going as far out as St. Pete. So would you say that's like 25, 30 miles, or are we looking closer to 50 miles?
You can do 50 miles. Like, I live in Spring Hill, and if I can get work at Spring Hill, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really like the target net, less gas, closer to home, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But I know, like, St. Pete, a big market, it's an older town, a lot of old plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa, Temple Terrace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to Brandon only because I hate the traffic in Brandon.
Okay. You don't have to. I'm looking here, and it shows me in the last 30 days that there have been 3,277 searches done between both Google and Facebook for what you're offering to your clients. Now, I know that it's going to vary from client to client depending on the service that they're asking for. But if you were to have even a small handful of those return in the first 30 days, you'd have more than made your money back, right?
I make it back probably to one or two calls, really.
Right. And that's the way that this is designed, is to get everything completely up and running so that everything comes directly to you. You never pay per lead, per click, or per call. If somebody is calling and they're looking for an estimate and you give them that estimate and they choose not to move forward with you for whatever reason, there's no harm, no foul. You're not out a lead fee and out a job basically to pay for that lead fee. Just like if you land a job that's going to net you, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, or keep you busy on a chain supply, then you don't pay a per lead on that either.
Sounds like a sweet deal to me.
It's always locked in at that 249 rate. So tell me, Josh, since it's all done month to month and there's no contract for all the services provided to show you a strong return on investment, I'm sure this is something you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Absolutely. I'm down with it. So, I mean, are you going to hit me with some emails and stuff so I can look into you guys and make sure that you're not a scam and you're scamming me right now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll send everything over via email. That's another reason that I went ahead and sent over the text message as well. If you look at that very first text message that I sent you, it's going to say https://my.localsplash.com/SEO packages. Go ahead and click on that. Once you click on that and it opens up, it's going to say, take control of your online presence. Let me know when you're there.
Take control of your online presence, generate more business,
get
found online, monitor your views.
Right. So as you scroll through there, there's a couple of things that I wanted to show you that are very specific. Getting found online is extremely important. We generate better qualified leads because they come directly to you. We help with the review generation and reputation management across multiple platforms, but the heavy hitter is obviously going to be Google and then Facebook. You get a complete tracking and reporting system within the package that's going to allow you to download an app from Local Splash that you can track the physical phone calls. But most importantly, you can upload new photos, change content, run promotions, and you'll be able to track the results of the package. how many clicks to the website, location of the searches that have been performed. You even have call tracking via all of the phone calls that are coming in directly from the call tracking app, and the calls are recorded for authenticity as well as training purposes. Okay?
Okay.
As you scroll down past our proven success where it says our process, there's a little box that says Google Partner with that colorful Google G in it. Do you see that?
Yep, and then down there it shows like the packages.
Right, but I want you to click on that G.
All right.
When you click on that G, you're going to notice in the search bar, it's going to change to google.com/partners/agency. So this is our badge of authenticity that Google gave us to brand on our website to show clients like you who are onboarding. The Local Splash has met all the requirements to be Google Partner, and we maintain all of the optimization scores. We have all of the performance and certifications and ad spend for our clients to maintain our Google Premier partnership. Okay. Now, when you click back and you see the packages there, the one that I have offered you today that I'm locking in for you at the $249 is the all-inclusive platinum package that regularly runs $599 with a $299 setup fee.
Yep. See that.
So I've waived your $299 setup fee altogether, and I've dropped the monthly investment rate down to the $249, and that's not going to go up or change, which I will send that over to you in writing in just a moment.
Right on.
So now that you know a little bit more about my company, I'm sure you feel comfortable moving forward, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, Josh, what is your email address?
Very easy, josh@pbjplumbing.com. There's
so
no N in between, it's just PBJ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a good one because not everybody is able to get that one. Plumbing.com. And then do you own the domain to go with that, Josh?
Yes, I'm in a partnership with somebody, but yeah.
Okay. Do you, if you have the domain credentials during your client onboarding, we can write the content directly to that domain. That's not a problem.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going ahead and sending this out to you now. You're going to get an email that's going to say Google and Facebook Marketing. It has your price point locked in at the $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. The second email coming through to you is going to be labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics, and this is an overview of the tracking and reporting system from with which you will be able to track all of the results of the package. For account purposes, is your first name officially Joshua, or is it just Josh?
Joshua.
Last name?
William.
Oh, nice. I have some Williams in my family as well. Oh, you have no middle name?
Yeah.
Now,
you know,
I have a business. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead. My bad.
Don't be. It's fine. What were you going to tell me? No, tell me what you're going to say.
My son just got married to a girl in Iceland, and she didn't take my son's last name because she said Williams was boring.
She's married in Iceland. They got married in Iceland?
Yeah, my son met a girl in Iceland on playing video games, and they went over there and got married. He got married to her over there, and he's living over there now.
Wow. That's nuts. And she said his name is boring. The Williams is boring, so she doesn't want to take it.
Yep.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah,
whatever. Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's easier. I mean, I was born Amy Hall, and then I got married, and I was a Chapman, and now my last name is Nelson. I got divorced from that other guy, and I married my current husband, and my last name is Nelson. So I'm really blessed to have, like, super normal, easy last names. It's confusing sometimes when you have to spell it. I mean, I already have to spell my first name every time because it's A-M-I-E, and people always assume that it's A-M-Y, but I think as simple is better personally, but...
right?
Yeah.
Same for me.
So let me see here. I have, it shows that your business address, I'm assuming, is a home office at 4428
yep.
Knollcrest Court. That's your home office, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll keep that physical address hidden on Google to protect your proprietary information. Now, I did hear you say that you have a partner. Did you want to put your partner on as an authorized user or signer on the account, or is it just going to be you at this point?
It's going to, his name is Jay. He's right here with me. He's hearing everything you're saying.
Oh, hi. What's your name?
Jason.
Jason. Hi, Jason. What is your last name?
Turnquist.
Oh, wow.
T-U-R-N. Q-U-I-S-T.
And your phone number, hon?
727.
Uh-huh.
297.
Okay.
0200.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on as an authorized user and signer on the account. So as we get into this, there's going to be a security word that's set up on your account to protect your guys' proprietary information. Anytime you either of you calls in, you'll be asked that special word, and then you'll be able to access the account, okay?
Alrighty.
Okay, perfect. So for these services, I know that we were talking about the different things, and of course, I got down the water heaters. I got down. You did wind up going with drain clearing or drain cleaning. Are you doing? Did you mention that you guys are doing faucet changeouts and things like that
yep.
as well? Okay. And then new construction as well as remodels, right?
Yep.
All right. Are you offering any services for commercial work?
Yep.
Okay. And are you licensed and insured?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Perfect. And do you guys have a logo for the company yet, or do you need one?
We kind of made one through Brand Crowd.
Okay.
Not the greatest. It was just something quick to get us going.
Okay.
But we can always amp it up.
So what's going to happen is during your client onboarding, they're going to gain access to your client or to your website domain so we can build out the content for it. At that point, they're going to ask for any photos that you guys want displayed, any before and afters, if you have a logo. If you don't have a logo or you're not totally pleased with your logo or you'd like some things changed about your logo, if you have it, you can send it over to us and we can help you out with that. It's all inclusive, okay?
Right on.
Okay. Now, let me see here. Hours of operation, when do you guys want the phone calls?
Between 8 and 6.
8 and 6, is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
No, Monday through Saturday.
It's Monday through Saturday.
Are you offering any emergency services?
Only on the work that we do to our customers.
Okay, so you'll warranty your work.
Right, which is
okay.
24/7.
Okay. All right. Let me see
but
here.
As far as 24/7, no.
Okay. Do you guys have a Facebook business page set up yet or just a personal page?
Yes, we do. We have a Facebook page made up.
And is it going to be under the PB&J Plumbing LLC?
Yes.
Okay. That's PB&J. Wait a second here. Nope, that one's under home services. Okay. Let me see. See all.
You mean there's other PB&Js out there?
There's a PB&J let me see, PB&J Home Services. Okay, I'm having a hard time finding yours, but that's okay. During the client interview, they'll tell you how to send us a link so that we can go ahead and get started on that, and we'll go ahead and optimize it. The fact that you guys have it already set up is going to actually expedite the process, because you can give us access very quickly, and we can get those ads up and running and get you guys some business pretty quickly, because those are like the first 7 days while we're doing the Google verification.
Sweet.
Okay. Okay, and then let me see here. I need to schedule the client onboarding appointment. This is going to be that phone interview. It does not require that you're in front of a computer. This conversation really only takes about 20, 30 minutes, but we do block off the entire hour in case the technician is finishing up with the client in front of you. I have available appointment times today between 4 and 5, 5 and 6, or 6 and 7.
Can we use? And seven. Can we do it tomorrow, or sooner the better?
The sooner the better, but if you would rather wait till tomorrow for it, then we can. But definitely the sooner the better, because if we're able to go ahead and get started on everything, then it's, you know, just going to come to fruition sooner. But if you guys are like out on a job or something.
What about first thing in the morning?
First thing in the morning for us looks like 10 a.m. for you.
What do you mean?
Because I'm in California, so it's 7 a.m. my time, but it's 10 a.m. your time.
I just like to have my partner here with me when we're doing it so he can hear it.
During the onboarding? Sure, I understand. We can do any, we have available appointment time starting tomorrow as early as between 10 and 11 a.m. and all throughout the day, and the last one for tomorrow is still between 6 and 7 p.m.
When is 10 and 11 tomorrow? Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's do 10 o'clock
10
tomorrow.
And 11? Okay. So what's going to happen is I'm going to go ahead and send out the email now. It's going to say local splash. CI for client interview, EN for English. It will have your first and last name along with your phone number. And this is going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar. Now, 1 hour before the appointment, you guys will get a text and an email reminder saying, hey, client onboarding is coming up with Local Splash, and we will be calling from our 877 phone number. As long as I'm available, I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. We like to do a white glove handoff service just to make sure that everything goes smoothly. The only way that I wouldn't be able to take the call is if I'm already on the phone with a client like I am with you right now. Okay?
Right on.
All right. So I'm going ahead to lock that appointment time in. You should probably have seen that text message come through now. The domain that you guys have for the company, is that going to be the pbandjplumbing.com?
They don't have a website domain. We just got the email domain.
Yeah, we just got the email domain. We don't have the website domain yet.
Oh, you don't? Okay. So that's the one that you, that's the one that you want though, right? You want pbjplumbing.com?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put it in here that that's what you would like, and if we're able to get it for you, then we will, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, please. And there's nothing additional for it. It's all inclusive.
Basically, it'd be like www.pbjplumbing.com.
Yes. Exactly. As long as it's available, then we will go ahead and get it for you. A lot of times they are. We have the ability to go ahead and take care of that for our clients. So some very, very rarely will they already be taken, but once in a while. So we should be able to go ahead and get that. I'll have them check the availability on that in just a minute. And then do you guys want to take advantage of the call tracking? It's all inclusive. And the cool thing about it is that when somebody calls, it's going to give the business a very professional greeting. So I'm paraphrasing here, but something along the lines of, you know, thank you for calling PB&J Plumbing. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. If you want to speak with Josh, press 3. You can speak with Jason, press 4. again, completely customizable. And what it's going to do is not only give the company a very professional greeting, but say that Josh took a call that maybe he took down an address and that address for some reason gets lost. Either of you are able to access the dashboard for Local Splash from the downloadable app, and you will have access to that recorded phone call. Okay.
All right. Is that something extra, I guess?
No, it's not extra. It's all inclusive within the package already.
Okay, yeah. That'll help out because we're out in the field right now turning wrenches. And
right. And again, if you take a call and you forget or the paper flies out the window or God only knows what happens, right? Like things happen sometimes. Somebody needs to go back in. Or, you know, if you guys wind up getting a front office gal who answers the phone and you want to, you know, check the calls for recording or training purposes, you have the ability to do that as well. Okay?
Awesome.
All right. So I've got everything I need here. The last thing to do is go ahead and read the voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. And it goes over the fact that the pricing is done month to month, that there's no contract. But first, in order to secure your listing, is the billing address for the card you're putting on file, the home office there?
Yep.
And Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
MasterCard. Bank of America, MasterCard.
I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
5348-6000-2308-6462.
Expiration month and year?
0628.
The three-digit code on the back?
483.
The security question is your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
This is going to be funny. My mother's maiden name
mm-hmm.
is Nelson.
That's a good last name. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so anytime either of you calls in, just they're going to ask for that security word. You're just going to say Nelson. Also, if you guys get a call of somebody asking you, like, for, you know, $100 more to produce the website or X, Y, or Z, please know that is a scam call. Ask for your security question. They're going to hang up the phone immediately. You let me know right away because I can DNC them through your call tracking system where they can no longer contact you. Okay?
Right on.
All right, so the voice verification reads like this. Should you have any questions during the voice verification, please feel free to stop me, and I'll further explain. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
PB&J Plumbing? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes. Please state your name and title within the business.
Joshua, my title is Operations Manager.
Okay. And do you have a partner in the company?
Yes.
His first and last name?
Jason Turnquist.
And he has... Does he have full access to make change, adjustment, and purchase on behalf of the company?
Yes.
Okay. You don't have to spell his name out. I have it down here. And then... let me see here. In order to get results as quickly as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you guys agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Explain that to me, because like I told you, I have Angie leads right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's not a problem. Say you get a call from, well, like you said, you'd gotten a call like from PageHub, right? So if you were to work with PageHub and work with us, that's two of the same thing. It's not going to work very well because it's
okay,
the exact same service. But say you get a call from Yelp tomorrow, right? We offer Yelp within our services. So you don't need to pay for Yelp separately unless you want to pay for the Yelp ads. Okay? So that's why we say just let us know before you move forward, because if it's a service we're already providing for you or we can add in for a much lower rate, then I'm sure you'd rather keep everything under one roof, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup has been greatly reduced to the flat monthly investment rate of just $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. The billing will occur on January 8th, 2024, and the reoccurring payment of $249 will reoccur on the eighth day of every month. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you guys for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Also, like if you, we work closely with a lot of Angie's clients, Thumbtack clients, all different type of clients. That's not a problem. We just want to make sure you're not paying for something twice that you don't need.
Gotcha.
Okay. So the last thing I'm going to, go ahead.
This number that you text me from, the 877 number, is that the number I can contact you?
Absolutely. So when you call in, it's going to give you a voice prompt if you know the party's extension. I'm 224, Amy. Or you can just say, Amy, I'm the only Amy here, and it'll connect you with my desk. If you need client support or website help or keyword change, you can voice prompt directly that way, or you can press 1 and be connected with client support as well.
I'm going to lock the number in as Amy extension 224.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Now, you should see have seen another text that just came through that's going to say https://my.localsplash.com/terms with your phone number.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. There it goes.
Perfect. Once you click on that link, it's going to open up and say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
So click on the one that says URL. LocalSplash.com, Google?
No.
The caption load preview.
The one that says, here, let me send it to you again, because it looks like one came through after that. Jeez, I got to talk to them. It seems like a little spammy here. The one that just came through right now. This is https://my.localsplash.com/terms and then 813-795. You skip that one? Cool. Once you click on that link, I wanted to explain to you a couple of things. As you scroll through there, it's going to show you the an asterisk by certain items. Alongside those items, they could be added to your program at the time of your choosing. So when you scroll down to the very bottom, you're going to see where it says local bundle, which is all of your local SEO, $100 to Facebook ads, and then the My Site is the custom website design that I threw in. Usually it's a $250 value, but I threw it in for free for you guys, an additional little piece, okay?
Sweet. Yep. See that? It says local bundle, Facebook ads, My Site.
Perfect. So just click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first and last name just as it shows there.
Confirm signature.
Perfect. Once you do that, it should take you to a screen asking for a username and password. And the username and password will be granted to you in approximately 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client onboarding. So tomorrow morning, client onboarding is scheduled for between 10 and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be calling from our 877 number to go ahead and get that squared away. At that time, we're going to be verifying keywords, service radius. They're going to gain access to the Facebook page so we can begin programming on that and get those Facebook ads. They're going to purchase the domain for the website. Any photos you guys want to get going, you know, any ideas of different things that you have for the logo, any before and afters, you can go ahead and get all of that ready as well. And you can send it to photos@localsplash.com. I'll send you a text with that email. That's going to be for your media folder, meaning once we have those photos, we can begin the building right away, okay?
All righty.
All right. Do you guys have any further questions for me at the moment?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Well, if you do, I'm here for you. As you know, you can call, text, or email, and I'll be delighted to go ahead and respond to you immediately. Welcome to Local Splash, guys. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Amy. You too.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
All right. You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye.